Blog Talk Radio.
Power to take over mine. So baby, baby,
your eyes. I know why. Because your kisses make my lips quiver. And when you're touching my whole body shivers. Now I can see how another lie could have the power to take over my God's green earth. You don't know what you've done to me. I never thought I'd need you desperately. It's kinda sick how I'm stuck on you, but I don't care cause I'm needing you. And how I feel will remain the same, cause you're my baby. And when the world starts to stress me out, it's to you, boy, without a doubt. You're the one who keeps me sane and I can't complain. You're like the drug, you relieve my pain. You're like the blood flowing through my veins. Keep me alive and feeding my brain. Now this is how another human life could have the power to take over mine. Cause you're mine.
I'm a deep. Monogamy ain't meant for me. That's way too reckless. I'd get too jealous. Could you be from the east or overseas? I learned my lesson. I'm way too western. Could you be my favorite and is it deep? I'm just undressing all of these sections of my thoughts.
Welcome. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and this is the Love Zone. You'll have to excuse my co-host. She's running a little late, but she will be here. You know she ain't going to leave a sister, so we'll be patient for my diva. But anyway, this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links, LLC. Why be average when you can be raw? Oh, she's here. Let me find a number and let her in. There she is. All right, Diva. All right.
Hey, Diva.
Welcome, sweetie. The dial-in number, ladies and gentlemen, for the show is 319-527-6300. And press that 1. You want to be heard, you participate. We love you too. Tonight's topic, Diva.
Mm-hmm.
You think they're ready for tonight's topic? Because it's kind of like off the rails of which direction we normally take. But I'm trying to just a little bit left, you know. So it's a bit horizontal.
horizontal. Oh, my goodness.
You know.
Hey, look, I'm all right, I guess. Took some medication, and then I sat here and fell asleep, and I'm like, oh. So trying day to day, but all is well. So, but I am really, I like this topic. It made me think. And, wow, what a topic. It's something.
I'm going to tell them what the topic is. We want to know, ladies and gentlemen, is it possible for you to enter into a new relationship unprejudiced, unassuming, and without comparison? I want to know. Because honestly, for me, it is possible. Now it is. Some years back, hell to the no. I'd have made all kinds of assumptions, comparisons, and I'd have been completely, totally prejudiced against you. But now that I have found my peace, I'm more on my spiritual thing now. I ain't been next to a man how long. So, I mean, who's there to compare to?
Exactly. That's totally right.
I'm not making any assumptions and judging.
Right.
Judging is not for me. That's not my will, you know. What about you, Diva?
You know what? Well, you're right. And I, too, have – I've been celibate for over a year now. And this topic tonight really did make me think. And it's funny. I go in always hoping for the best. I don't assume. I don't compare until – and this is an until. Because then what it all boils down to for me, mainly, it's chemistry. And then also, too, all of us are pretty much sapiosexual. So if you can get my head, my heart and body will follow eventually. And then I think what it is, too, once because I'm trying to be mature, too, and trying to heighten or enlighten myself on the way things go. But I always give everybody a free shot first, a fair shot, too. I don't assume. But I will tell you one thing. If the chemistry's not there, and then, unfortunately, I'll be like, well, it wasn't like such and such, and then I'm guilty. But yeah, man, I go in free because I believe, well, I mean, everybody's different. You understand what I'm saying? So you have to go in expecting the best. Like, and then you know what you want. You know what you don't want. But I love this topic because I had to sit here and like, wait a minute now. Don't even play. You know, you give everybody a free shot. You go in unassuming. No. I don't care what skin you are, what color you are, whatever. And then go in and go, hey. That, and after that when that chemistry hits, I can tell within 5 minutes, within, whether it's on and cracking or not. But that's not the most important thing. So now I know. I've been alone too long. Now I know.
Okay.
So,
well, you know what?
Yeah.
Whenever you... You know, the way I am, now I have dated 3 times in the past, past 6 years, I've had a date.
I go in,
eyes wide open. Mm-hmm. Whenever you go into something new, you always run the risk of the familiar coming back and taking you back to something that happened that was similar to, you know, the past. But I'm not going to dwell on that. I'm not going to give it a second thought, really. I'm not, because, honestly, I want to know you. I want to see what you do. I want to see what you like, you dislike.
Exactly.
How are we going to have a conversation? Where are we going to go? What are we doing? I'm not even – the past is not even – come into play. It's not even valid trying to get into a new relationship.
Exactly.
That's just me. I stay open. And that's just how I am.
Right.
Because it isn't fair to, you know, something that could potentially be long-term. You know what I mean?
That's true.
You have to learn how to separate what happened from what will be, what can happen. You know what I mean? That's just
exactly.
The way it is, you know. Don't dwell on it because there are similarities in the behavior of your new person or the what they said. You don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fair. It really isn't fair. I'm just different.
I'm
just a little bit different. You know what I mean? My spirit is just different. Yeah. But yeah, this should be pretty good tonight. I'm very interested in hearing what people have to say, their opinions and stuff. But before we do that, Eva, I want to give a shout out to our illustrious CEO of Epiphany Radio and a very, very good friend of mine, very old dear friend of mine.
That's
I'm going to throw that in there. Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. All right. Without him, there would be no us. Thank you for this power, this platform, this show. It's an honor to be here for me. Because without him, I wouldn't have y'all wouldn't know me, and I would have not found my voice.
That is true.
So, I thank you, Larry. Mm-hmm. Love you, man. Now, Diva, I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight, and I am not going to let you skate off.
I did make something up, but you know me. I'm never sure until the end, but I'll roll with it. I just finished about an hour ago. All right,
well,
ready.
The mic is yours.
All right, thanks. Your eyes say they want me. My eyes reflect the same. You haven't touched me yet. I no longer feel this is a game. Sitting across from me, I look at your lips, wanting you to kiss me like you miss me. Can I touch you? You seem to want it. As I move toward you, I notice your breathing. I sync mine with yours. The need to connect overwhelms me. I want to be ravished. But please excuse me. I know you're home, but I would rather trace your tattoo with my tongue than finding out what thrills you, knowing I'll be true. You say you aren't like the others. I will always give anyone a chance. I'm prejudiced, and I'll never assume when it comes to a possible relationship and true romance. I always hope and pray the sex is great, erasing my physical past. I try not to ask for much, but when it comes to you, I crave your lips on mine and your touch, and I want this to last. And that's that piece.
You want to trace what with your tongue? Where?
I just thought, you know what? I didn't have anything to write tonight, so that kind of just came in. So I just threw something in.
No. Don't do that. I love the piece.
You know how
but I got stuck. Could you just repeat that line, please? Yes, please.
Please excuse me. I know you're hung, but I would rather trace your tattoo with my tongue.
That part right there.
You know, I've always had a fantasy of doing the. Wait a minute, we're off topic. I'm off topic. Okay, Diva, what you got? Because I know you don't bought something that's sexy and sultry. I just know it.
It's neither one. It's just a few things that I jotted down because I really, it's horrible. How do you get stuck and not know how to write a piece referring to the topic that you made?
I know, right? I was going to say,
I tried.
Well, no, right. That's all right. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord.
It's untitled, so I'm gonna give y'all what
I got.
Okay, I am not just a vibration. I am a frequency, and my love is not of this world. So it is beyond comprehension. It's the very reason my heart remains as open as the ocean. My spirit is as peaceful as the tranquility of an undisturbed forest when first sun's ray peeked through to waken life that dwell within. I see life as still waters, and my soul is connected to everything. So I make no comparison, because judgment is not my will. I am home. I am love. And I wait for you. Mess at me.
Ooh. You know, right. I just visualized myself in the forest, and it was just so peaceful. But then you come with that last line. You come up with that last line, and I'm like, you know what? Yeah. All right now. Enjoyed that.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know what? It's like your spirit is peaceful, and then you just see things like, what? I'm about to jump in the hammock and go right back to sleep. Yes.
Well, I'm very, people would, if I couldn't even explain it if I tried, but I am so at peace now. And it's all due to spirit, the love of the above. I'm so grateful that he heard me. He didn't abandon me. He grabbed hold of me, wrapped his arms around me, and he spread his wings out, and he just covered me in his light. And that just brought me
running
in total.
Ooh.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
And you know what, Diva, if I may, I would like to congratulate you and Mr. Metaphoria on one of the best collabs I've ever heard. It was beautiful. It was fine.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
I sat
Man,
here.
I got to give all that credit to Dave.
I'm going to tell you. I will tell you. I mean, it's the ongoing epiphany joke, but let me tell you, my collarbone started to twitch. I want black love, too. Okay.
Aww. Thank you, Steve. You know, that was David's.
It was,
that was his baby.
It was incredible.
I was just trying to follow suit. If I do this for myself, it turned out to be really, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. That was my first time hearing myself, having it recorded. I've collaborated with several different poets, but I never had it recorded like that and heard myself. And I thought it was pretty cool. So, yeah, thanks, Dave.
Amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. Now,
speaking
of an amazing power, you ready to open up this microphone?
Lord have mercy. I'm about to get slayed. You know what? Let me grab my water. Let me grab my water. Okay. Let him in. Go ahead, man.
All right. Here we go. Hey, Poetic. Welcome to the Love Zone.
Poetic.
Hey. What it do? Ladies.
What's going on?
Let me just say this.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
VIP. Hi, you. And change up the temperature of the show. How are you just going to do that? Change the whole thing. We're supposed to be talking about, is it possible for you to enter a new, but let me do it in my VIP.
It is possible.
Hold on.
I'm sorry.
For you to enter a new relationship, unprejudiced. Assuming without comparison, and then she goes into, I want to trace your tattoos with my tongue.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that
I'm
part
so
right
sorry.
There.
I just didn't know what to write about tonight. It just, you know. I'm sorry.
I'm sitting here scratching my head like LaPearl or Negra. Did you authorize this piece? This was authorized, huh?
I have no idea.
I was just getting ready to come to your piece, and I love how you did that piece. You got this line, and you use it in another piece. That love is not of this world, and I really
dope line.
Oh my God!
That's a good line. That is a good line.
Thank you. Y'all make me so good.
Amazing pieces from both of you.
Thank you.
Did you see yourself in the forest, man, with tranquility and there's nothing around?
I actually found myself doing something that I've actually never done. Listening to this piece, laying on the hood of my car at night, looking up at the stars. And just remembering that his love is the greatest love of all. So Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's what's up. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. That's what's up. Mm. Now, mm-hmm. Mr. Poetic.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I have to ask you, is it possible mm-hmm. for you to enter into a new relationship unprejudiced, unassuming, and without comparison?
No. No.
Why?
Because I've been hurt, and I'm not healed from that hurt. So if you make a choice, you make a conscious choice, after I tell mm-hmm. you where I am, you still want mm-hmm. to engage, you still want to try this thing, just know
mm-hmm.
that I am in a comparison mode because I don't want to waste your time and I don't want to waste my time. And any hint, any sign of what I've already mm-hmm. been through shows
mm-hmm.
up,
mm-hmm.
we're going to sit down, we're going to talk about it, and I'm going to let you know exactly what happens, why I feel the way that I feel. And at
mm-hmm.
that point, it's up to the woman to let me know, well, I'm sorry you feel that way, but I'm not that person. Well,
right.
I've been told several times, and time
mm-hmm.
has shown me that, yeah, you actually are that person, even though,
mm-hmm.
because I'll give you a prime example. I told
mm-hmm.
my ex-wife exactly what me and my first wife went through and why we ended up
mm-hmm.
in divorce. You know that half the time
mm-hmm.
around it didn't even to me? Even
oh,
after I told
God.
You? After
oh,
I told
my God.
You? So now I'm actually reserved about telling women who are pursuing me exactly what I've gone through, because there's the other
mm-hmm.
component of when a woman knows that if things don't work out the way that she wanted, then she'll take exactly
mm-hmm.
what I've told and turn it around and
mm-hmm.
use that to hurt me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you.
So we sit here and we talk
mm-hmm.
about, well, men do this, men do that. But listen,
mm-hmm.
y'all women
mm-hmm.
are very treacherous when you want to be. But
mm-hmm.
things don't want it to. You can, whew,
mm-hmm.
man, y'all got a way of hurting a man to his core.
I hear you.
And
but you know
versa.
What? I think it's a good thing you actually, yeah, and vice versa, but I think it's a good thing because a lot of men don't give a woman a choice.
Mm-hmm.
They won't talk to them
mm-hmm.
about that. So that's fair. That's a good thing. Instead of just, if you're not going to talk to her about it, just go ahead and leave. Give her the chance. So that's not a bad thing. Just see you making baby steps. You get there. It's going to be all right.
One day.
Yeah, it's going to be all right.
I would before I'm old and gray, but I'm already there. So, you know, hey.
Hey,
well,
watch
that's
out.
That's a state of mind. That's a state of mind, because trust me, I might be 52, but in my mind, I'm 16.
Honey, let me tell you, it is definitely a state of mind until your bones start to crack in and your body starts.
You ain't lying. Come on,
listen.
That's what I'm talking about.
Listen, your body will let you know that you are not young anymore. It used to be a time when I had all my kids together and we get the wrestling and tussling. I can handle them all at once. Now I got to,
mm-hmm.
time out. Daddy got to take a breath. Hold on.
Wait a minute.
I need a breath. And them kids, they're like, oh, no, Daddy. Oh, no, Daddy. You started this. Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
I tell people, look, I couldn't speak off nowhere. My bones make too much damn noise. So I get it. Trust me.
Man, listen, and even it's crazy because my ankles crack. And they have cracked when I was in my 20s. They just cracked for no reason. And I'm like, what is this? Like, what is this? In my 20s, I was like, well, Lord, I know I'm not old. But now I'm in my my 40s, and it's still happening. I'm like, okay, I guess I was old then because it's still happening. So, okay, thank you, God. Mm-hmm, thank you. But, yeah, your body will let you know now. Your body will let you know.
Mm-hmm. That normal wear and tear, that's just what happens. That comes from my mm-hmm. bone density over time. Y'all lucky, though. Y'all just developing mm-hmm. it. I've been living with it all my life. So I understand though. Believe me. Wake up in the morning, you just crickle crackle. Like, oh,
right.
Don't move
right.
too fast.
Yep.
You gonna do some damage. Don't get up too damn
right.
fast now.
Yeah, I'm just be like you're a spring chicken and just jump out the bed. Oh no! Oh no!
Right? Your body was like, hold on. Where you going?
Yeah, but I dig this topic. You know, I think it's a very mind-joggling topic. It really makes you think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You talk about being unbiased and unprejudiced, and I think, you know, no one really wants to do that when going into a relationship. I think that is something in us, we just can't help it. Especially if you've been in a relationship and you've been in one for a long time. Now, Danya, I heard you. Yeah, I ain't been with somebody in so many years. Huh? But I got to compare it to.
It's true. It's true. You let shit go after a while, man. As much as I have prayed, trust me, look, it wasn't easy. It was not easy. That was not no overnight success, believe me. But
no, it's not.
You get there eventually.
You know, and y'all hear me joke a lot, but that's why I don't date Aquarius women, for that very reason. I love
you
y'all.
Go with the zodiac.
Here's the problem. I'm gonna be honest. Aquarius women gets a different kind of love for me that I'm afraid to give back out anymore.
Damn.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
No. Can't do it. Nope.
Okay.
So that's an unprejudiced. That's unbiased. You say I'm sorry. You say your birthday is when? Oh, you're Aquarius. Oh, okay. Thank you. Well, you have a great day. Nice talking to you.
Oh, that's not right. That is not.
I'm sorry.
That's
it's just I have not healed to the point where I'm saying, aqua women. Let's try again. I am just not there because I have an ex-wife who happens to be the mother of my kids who is an Aquarius woman, and every time I have some type of interaction with her, she just makes it all bad for y'all. I'm sorry.
I'm from some cancer men, so I get it.
Oh God, my daddy's a cancer. Whew.
I just, you know what, they have a tendency to get cold. They say, I don't get cold, I just get quiet. That is cold.
They get cold. And here's the crazy thing. I'm going to tell you a secret about cancer men. I'm going to tell you a secret right now. They are emotional as you fill in the blank.
Trust me.
Oh,
I
my.
Know. I know. I had two personal experiences with a cancer, and I have cancer men in my family. My siblings are cancers, my sister and my brother. But to be in a relationship with one is a whole different animal. And
oh, yeah.
I'm trying to tell you. I see it.
My dad is a cancer.
And I'm a Pisces. I have the patience of Job. But that cancer, man, look, that coldness right there will turn you away from death. That shit will crush
I love you too, Danya. First wife was a Pisces. I don't wanna take up too much time. I know it's other people waiting. They'll be like, dang, Vance, sounded like my hobby out here. Taking up all this goddamn time. Especially Mr. Metaphor. I know he's way back there like, y'all better not give me on the mic for nothing. You better make sure that I get all my time. You allow him to talk for 10, 15, 20 days, almost a whole hour.
All right. Well, listen. Okay. Well, before you get into your piece, can you give us the rundown for Epiphany?
I can. Ladies and gentlemen, oh, my goodness. Tomorrow night is the Get Down with J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. And we simply want to know if poetry was an entity, blame it for your pain. That's tomorrow night.
Say that last part. Wait a minute. Say that last part again. I couldn't hear it.
Absolutely. Poetry was an entity. Blame it for your pain.
Oh, I'm going to get poetry.
You talk about this.
Not a lot
this topic? Which one? Oh,
well, you know, I mean, they, listen. And then Friday night, y'all, we got a treat for y'all Friday night. Friday night is Express Your Vibe with your host, Ms. VIP, and joining her is none other than yours truly, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And then Saturday night, you get another dose of Poetic as we do Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently.
Ooh.
I'll have the topic in the next few days. I have a direction that I'm leaning, but I'll by tomorrow. And then Sunday night,
okay,
the inspiration with your host, Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, is the Soul Cafe with your hosts, For Real, the poet Douglas Arthur Larry Maddox. That's right, y'all, the CEO himself, La Perla Negra. Essentially, Johnny's holding down the event page, and yours truly, Poetic. And then Tuesday night, y'all, is Fly Speak, War Council, Honey Dripper, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, and all that good stuff. Listen, it's one of Mojave shows. Mojave's just got too many to keep up with. So I tell you what, if you tune in, I promise you won't be disappointed. And then next Wednesday, we'll be right back here with another edition of The Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Mm. Ladies,
thank
back to
you. Thank
you.
Man, that was an awesome rundown. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, Dan, I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to. So,
I didn't bring nothing erotic, Ms. VIP, but
that's,
I got a piece.
I'm sorry.
He's horrible.
Oh, now, see, I have to apologize half the night.
Oh, Lord.
It's all right.
All right, Poetic. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, thank you. The piece is called I'm Trying. Excuse me, miss, please forgive me. I don't mean any disrespect, see. I've just been through some harsh things, dealing with breakups and divorces from women I've loved, but what brings you and I to this point? It's merely the fact that I see some things in you, and I don't want you to feel any type of way. But I let you in on some of my deepest and the most feelings, so please let me say that while I try to have an unbiased perception of the woman you are, my keen sense of detection reveals that you share some commonalities with those whom have hurt me deeply and clouded my realities. From not seeing you as a standalone woman in a pool of vicious, savagely other hurt women. So while I search for inner peace to at least take a chance, a chance that you could be different from them who hurt me. So let's dance under the pale moonlight and have thought-provoking conversation to our delight. Let's parallel our feelings just for tonight. Help me help you, and I just might fall in love with you and see life differently. But after I've shared what I've been through so intimately, please don't use it to hurt me. Just walk away and let me be. Just know that inside I'm trying. I'm really, really trying. And that's that piece.
Oh, see, that's what's up.
Yeah, I like that.
That was awesome.
See, I
appreciate
your transparency. I appreciate that. That's transparent. And, you know, someone was expressing interest in me, and I had to, like, straight up look. I'm not just coming off of 20 years of marriage, but, you know, because it's been a minute, but it's been a mess, you know. So, and I said, look, you can have a chance if you want to. But I'm so set in my ways. I'm so independent. I'm not sure if I know how to give all of that up. But I at least will give a chance. I give everybody a chance, like Danielle said. You know, I can't be assuming and thinking that other people are just the same way. So I give it a chance.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But the right chance
it
hasn't come yet.
It will.
Everybody's chance comes.
You just got to be patient, man. That's all. I'm trying to tell y'all. And I understand where y'all coming from. It takes a minute, man. You be angry. You know, and it's unintentional anger. It really is, but you can't help it at a certain stage in the game. You really got to
right.
get past mm-hmm. that. That was a beautiful, beautiful piece. And yes, we love the transparency. Thank you very much. And
absolutely.
Yeah, let me get you over to the Love Lounge because I know my college is like, you
like,
know what?
They're like, y'all giving him
like
too much time. You give them too much time.
Yep.
Right. Well, if y'all want to have these type of conversations, just draw me over on Let's Talk About It, because the topic that I'm really leaning towards is how is your relationship with yourself?
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, you know I'm be there with
that's
dog,
a good
man.
One.
I got a lot to say.
That's a good one.
So yeah, so we're gonna talk about it, man. We're gonna have some deep thought provoking conversations, and
that's good.
And hopefully someone will be the healing agent for someone else. I mean that's why the show exists, why the show is there, because I'm not a relationship expert, but I enjoy talking about them because I can learn some things. Because eventually I'm going to be in another one. It's just, whoo. See, I got to spring on I got 5 kids and bills, too. I'm going to use the women's line. I'm going to use y'all line. Oh, yeah, I come with 5 kids and bills. Yeah.
Okay, so it's a package deal. Everybody don't
it's
come from there. But I tell you on
right.
this one. Yeah, I got girlfriends that got 13, 18 kids. And don't
know
that. And they got that snapback.
My
shape.
Goodness.
So you don't
My
know
goodness.
It by looking at them.
On that note, I'm going over to the Love Zone because 13 is that's a huge number. Ooh, that's a whole basketball team and a starting bench.
Yep.
So one
okay.
love, one mind.
One love,
girl. Oh my
God! Oh no! Look, before I open up this mic, yeah, they do have a lot of children, and they have those kind of bodies where they don't hold on to that after pregnancy weight; it just drops right away. And these are petite women, okay? So they still have their average that they're holding on to. So you don't know until. These guys don't know until they're deep up in the relationship with them because the majority of the children are older. Some of them are grown and out on their own, and the younger ones are, like, with their father. And the only time the men actually find out is when she brings them all to her house. And then the guys are like, these your kids? All these your kids? So,
right.
you know, but... That's enough of that, Diva. I'm going to open up this next microphone to a double 34 music. Hello, T-Double. Welcome to the Love Zone.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. I just heard that story there, and all I could think about is Reggie Miller or Steph Curry switching through all of that. That's some coal miner type of working and okay.
Well, Diva,
glad only made
Diva.
One.
Well, you know what? If I had every time I got pregnant, if I had a kid, I had about 10 kids. But God saw fit to take the other ones home, you know. So, and I'm good with the 3 beautiful ones that I have. I don't have any regrets. I'm good. Trust me. They turned out to be awesome people. I could strangle them from time to time, but other than that, they're very respectful, and I'm blessed. So it's all good. But Diva, would you like to ask T-Double the question of the night?
All right. C-Double 34 Music.
Yeah.
Tell me, is it possible for you to enter a new relationship unprejudiced and unassuming without comparison? You're not married right now, so now, there you go. I have to take you out the marriage, okay?
Okay,
just
so
for
if my
just for a minute.
If
just
my
for
wife bumped her head decided to go with one of these televangelists and all that bull crap, I'll be upset about it, but you know what? I'd have to basically say, yeah, it is possible. The way you do it is you got to work on yourself.
Right.
That's pretty much how you do it. Work on yourself. Don't jump from relationship to relationship like I used to do because I was desperate. looking for nub in all the wrong places and all that other stuff.
Oh, my goodness. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I did have the buck fro and all that, but that's another story. Work on yourself. Be by yourself. Dang, get a dog if you have to be. You don't want to be.
Oh, my land. Well, dude.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
And then when you finish cleaning all your baggage out and everything else like that, you'll be ready. You'll be ready for the next person that comes in. And also forgiveness. You got to forgive yourself, and you got to forgive the person that you're with, that you were with.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to agree with you on that one. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It is my fly swatter. There's a mosquito in here. I'm sorry, y'all. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, C-Double, what you got for us?
Well, I thought about your question that you asked me, and I wrote this today. It's called Impenetrable Impervious.
Oh, my. Okay.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. My soul bends cast iron metals, crushes gemstones and metals, so what you do doesn't set me off. How can you impress me? Well, become better for God, because I don't. Set the atmosphere's temperature at the level where I have the leverage. My message is completely compelling to let you know I'm not settling. Our chemistry means everything, and I'm not just expressing on the sexual. I know you want to get to the topic, and you want me to mention that, but I'm showing my respect to you, and can you supply my needs every day? My expectations for you, lady, is patience. And I'm a straight man. Warning, giving you this is something you might not be able to stay away from, as I see your heartbeat quickening by the projections of your waveforms. That's bringing a wavefront that rages from a labor of love. No. This ain't bragging or a shameless plug. I've just cleaned out the clogs that blocked my system. Went into deep waters, though I'm not good at swimming. Purify myself in living water, unlike Lake Minnetonka, so I can get rid of my excess baggage and garbage and start fresh. Becoming that true man free from the abused past, so God can use me as the diamond he molded, created, prepared just for your benefit, and there it is. I've learned to forgive. I glean from experience. I'm cautious and see the signals and symbols from your spiritual. And time will reveal if you're ready for this love or if you're applying for a job as an adult store blow-up doll that I don't need or want. We can be friends or just associates. But I don't flirt with changing faces, and if you are, I won't stroke you up. So that's my resume. So would you say I'm overqualified? Because you must be this size to get on this ride. Don't hurt me again. Don't hurt me again. In peace.
Okay, and what was the title of that, Impervious? And what was the other word?
Impenetrable. Impervious.
Oh, okay. Impervious.
I think you know what
that
means.
I should be
impenetrable, impervious. Wow.
Yes.
That's a hell of a... Okay. All right.
Can't break through me.
You ain't getting through. Point blank.
No. Your baggage, your garbage, your mess. Can't touch me. I'm Hammer.
I hear that. You know what? Back to what you were saying before you got in your piece, which was a great piece, by the way. You were talking about forgiveness. I stress that a lot with people. Forgiveness is not for the other person. It is for yourself. It actually relinquish any hold that they have on you. When you forgive yourself, you just let it go and understand that, guess what happened, it is what it is. It's time to move on. Keep marching forward. And that's that. And when you do that, you actually feel lighter. You feel that leave you, that part of you where you were holding on to the anger and the pain and whatever it is that, however your reaction was from what affected you, from what they did. So I love when people point that out. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm very
You're
nice.
Welcome, because I had to show, this to a fellow poet, kept going through this drama and that drama. So I just sent her, Keisha Cole with Missy Elliott and Lil' Kim, Let It Go.
Mm-hmm.
That's as simple as that. And I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying it's easy. But if you're going to keep records of wrongs, then you ain't letting go of nothing. And that's just hurting you while they're sleeping well at night.
Sure that.
Right. And,
Well, thank you so much.
Earlier about it being, stuff being thrown up in your face that you were completely open about being honest. It makes it hard for you to trust a person enough to open up to them because of the simple fact you have people out there that will throw shit back in your face, you know, and it crushes you. It's not right. You know, and then you turn around and you act to that a certain way, which would be normal to be angry, pissed off about it because you hurt because they threw it back at you. And then you're the bad guy. And when for real, it was there. It was them that started that shit. You went through the stone, not me. You know, I offered you an olive branch and you broke it and threw it back at me. It's not fair. But anyway, it's enough about that. I'm a chatterbox, man. I'm sorry, y'all. But, please, Apple, thank you very much.
Yes.
We are going to go put you over there in the love lounge. You know, go grab a glass of whatever you want.
Oh, I get my
from my bartender. Yes, go over to Kalinda and say hi to her, okay? Cause
I'll say hi to Kalinda and get my peppermint schnapps.
Yes,
you know
she's the best.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much, Apple. One love, one mic.
Yeah. One love,
one
mic.
Love.
Diva, we are coming up on the 10 o'clock hour, and I think we're overdue for a station identification break. So could you please?
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Just 1 second, darling. I'm so glad I got my my Chromebook back, girl.
I'm glad you got it, too, girl. I'm glad you got it back.
All right, I don't want to work. Hold on 1 second. Oh, there we go.
Thank you for that, Diva. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now 10 o'clock. We have up until 10:58, 10:59 before the Blog Talk Lady cuts you off, especially if you are streaming online and you still want to be a part of the show. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 to participate and be heard. We love you, too. Well, let's go to this next caller, Diva. We have ourselves. So, Atterbury, how are you?
How you doing, ladies?
Love Zone. What's good with you?
How are you? I'm cool. I'm here on break at work. You know what I mean? So, been tuning in, hearing a lot of exciting stuff.
Thank you. That's what's up. Why don't you hold you on, then? I'm going to get right to the question.
No, it's good. It's good. I'm the one in charge. All right. I mean, so.
All right. Well, that's even better. Okay. I still
you
won't
go.
Be selfish because you got people underneath of you that depend on you. So.
They doing their own thing, so it's all good.
It's all good. Okay. Well, thank you. Oh, man,
that's
I'll be so glad when your show starts back up again. You done got me.
Me too.
Boy,
I miss
used
it.
To it.
Yeah.
Man, I got comfortable with
weeks.
It, and then it was just snatched from underneath me. I'm like, dude, that ain't
it. Yeah, I know. I'm missing it, too. In a couple of weeks, we're going to be back getting busy.
Oh,
that's what's
up. Definitely. Definitely. That's what's up. All right. Well, let me ask you the question. Do you think that it is possible for you to enter into a new relationship unprejudiced, unassuming, and without comparison?
It's a 50-50 on that. But I've learned to just move past, you know what I'm saying, the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it took me a minute, but I started doing heavier meditations, like practicing stillness, and to forgive myself for reacting to a lot of different things and looking at other women if they show signs and symptoms of the past relationship to be judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I learned to build a more stronger communication. Sometimes you don't ask the questions that you need to ask. You know what I mean? So things get misinterpreted and just blown out the water. You know, so that's things that I've worked on, you know.
Absolutely.
So like I said,
you're right.
50-50 on that.
You know, it's hard to heal once you've been damaged, for one. And
right.
And then even when you heal, look, I'm healed, but I'm still apprehensive.
I hear you.
And it's I think it's just a defense mechanism for protection, pretty much.
True, indeed. People
but
play games
eventually,
and stuff like that.
Say again.
Oh, said people
that?
Play games.
Yeah.
I thought you said
play
people
things.
Play games. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do. They do. But you know what? I've been through so much. I can recognize. Pretty much from the door, I can. Trust me, when you've been through as much bullshit as I've been put through, you learn to recognize it. You know what I mean? And believe me, I've been through the ringer because of how I am. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially when they have the masquerade going on.
Oh, man. People wear masks.
You know, wearing that mask.
Man,
I can see through the mask, though. I got that vision.
Yes,
it took me a long time to
I
get there,
too.
But I got it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I got the X-ray vision, and I'm not even going to give away my secrets of how I know. But I know certainly, right? I'm going to just leave it at that and let them fix it. I get it.
Say one thing, though. The eyes tell a whole story.
The eyes are everything.
Yeah, I can see right into your soul or your heart. I mean, like, you can tell disposition changing up and everything.
Yep, they tell the whole story. You are absolutely right. Man, thank you for that.
Body language, too. Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I have a question to ask you. So,
okay.
Do you like raw links?
Do I like what?
Raw link.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I'm rocking this bracelet right now.
Oh, well, that's
I'm
what's
telling
up. So am I. Diva, you got yours.
Bad
I got mine, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got
mine. I'm rocking my joints. Yeah.
There you go.
He's official. I'm about to be copping some
that's
stuff. Yo, that joint is
my
crazy, though.
Raw link. It's nice. It's really dope. I love
it. Enhanced my meditation to a new high right now. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, peace to Brother Lad. You know what I'm saying? Little links. Definitely.
Absolutely.
That movement is
tight. Yeah. Joe, before we get into your piece, can you tell us what you got going on over there in the Poetry Universe?
Every Tuesday, 8 o'clock, Let's Talk channel, Poetry Corner of the show. Get it popping. People come through and spit them hot pieces on that virtual. You know what I'm saying? In a couple of weeks, we're going to be showing back up, and it's going to be on and lit.
That's what's up.
Oh, that's right. I know that's right. That's what's up. Thank you for that. Yeah, y'all.
Facebook and
y'all
YouTube.
Y'all need to tune in. There you go. Tune in, y'all, when the show starts back up again, because you really will enjoy it. The poetry, the different personalities, everything, the conversation. It's a great show. All right, y'all. Now, y'all, what did you bring? Thank you. What did you bring to listen for us to listen to? Because I know you brought something for us.
This piece is titled Open Window, Part 3.
All right. The mic is yours.
All right. What was before is no more. Exit emotion, closed doors. The new me or more release a fragrance pure and raw. Why think back to a place where love had cracked? Where I'm at, I keep a seal to the field that hearts attract. Monitor moments, fulfill a live, great new beginning. Sometimes when you're renting with blind eyes is different. Compose what is known to another that will show the most beautiful and wonderful light to ever glow. Frequency raised high from this guy, the reason why. Given without it written, thoughts appall through a surprise. When you swim and survive and avoid whatever's gone, you could write a lovely poem and convert it into a song. Never too short or even long without a chorus. Feeling good like fresh money, feeling never nauseous. Once upon a time is only started in a fairy tale. Let these bars juice you up like green machines with kale. As I hold on to your physical, there will be no ridicule. As you fall into my side that is spiritual, I'll kiss all of you. Wrap my time around your days and nights, protect the flight. Reconnect with your past life and enjoy greater heights. King.
Wait a minute. What was the part about spirit as you connect to? Could you repeat that part about kissing all of you?
Oh, I said, as I hold on to your physical, there will be no ridicule. As you fall into my side that is spiritual, I'll kiss all of you.
Oh, my God. That part right there. That part right there. Yes.
I was
feeling that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, well, thank you for coming through and sharing that awesome piece with us. I'm going to set you over in the Love Lounge. And we can put you up for a minute until it's time for you to go back to work.
Yeah, I think I'll have me a Long Island iced tea, you know.
Yes. Going over there and talk to Kalinda. She's very, very sweet bartender. She's the best.
All right, that's what's up, y'all.
Okay. All right. One love, one mic.
One mic, one love. Peace.
Wow, Diva, that's what's up. Oh, here we go. We got trouble getting ready to come through. I'm going to open up his mic anyway because he's been trying to make it's a disturbance in the force. Your balladeer. Hey.
That's my balladeer.
Do what it do.
Hey, shut up loud now. What it do. That's my nigga. Shut up loud now. Hey, baby, I'm just trying to keep my hat on because there's a lot of strong wind going on down in the studio. I'm trying to tell you. I'm feeling good.
It's horrible.
I cannot.
Shout out to my brother, Mr. Attleberry. What's up, bro? I heard you.
I think my diva has a question for you.
Oh, does she really now?
My balladeer.
Yes, love.
Is it possible for you to enter a new relationship unprejudiced, unassuming, without comparing him to your path or her to your path. Sorry about that, darling.
Mm-hmm.
That can't be done.
Oh, you faded out on me. I couldn't hear the last part of that.
I said, is it possible for you to enter a new relationship unprejudiced, unassuming, without comparison?
If the coochie's good.
Oh, my goodness, Lord. Oh, my goodness.
I hate
it. Oh, my goodness.
Why bring it to pass when you got some good stuff going on? You know what I'm saying? I'm
going to
tell you this.
Right.
I don't know. This is funny. I stand accused of that in at a different point in my life, you know, repeating past miseries over and over again, you know, manifesting it unknowingly with these lips by bringing it up. You know what I'm saying? And so has the other person. You know, just shared miseries. What company does that keep? You know, and when all you're going to do is start looking at that same stuff that you're passing on within each other eventually. So I've learned, and I practice now, even now, to learn to shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? We need to teach ourselves when to mute our own mics. You know, you don't need to go into nothing new with the same old shit. You know what I'm saying? So I have stood accused of that. I'm not going to sit here and front or lie about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when hearts aren't fully healed and you get into something, you know, the incision open for a little while longer. And but like I say, though, I stand accused of it, but right now I practice, you know, not doing so. Not speaking of the old stuff, you know. Now, me, if anything, I may bring up and say that I have been wounded from a past relationship or something like that, but I'm not going into, you know, well, this person did that to me and I didn't like this about that type of person because I don't even want to see that. I don't want to manifest that. No, so, but yeah, it has been done, but I'm conscious of it now, so I'm aware of it, and so I'm still working on that part of me, you know?
Okay. Awesome.
That's
wow.
What's up.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before you get started, love, can you tell us what you got going on over there in your Epiphany Universe?
Hey, well, what we got going on, myself, Miss Pearly, my brother Poetic, and essentially Jarnice, what we got going on Monday nights at the Soul Cafe is this week we're going to be celebrating the works and the writings of one J-Rob, the wise son, where he agreed to donate us some of his poetry and allow us to perform it in any way we choose. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
And discuss it, talk about it, and, you know, and just put some light and give some flowers to that brother. Last week was Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, and before him it was Jared Jess Jay. So we're going on down the line, and we're going to celebrate our poets this month, and we're going to pick up our pen before the end of the show. And that's at the Soul Cafe. We have a lot of fun with it. And I just invite everybody to join us, you know. It's that type of party.
I know that's right. Yeah, y'all come on by Monday night. What is it that y'all say? Same bat channel, same bat time, something like that. Y'all come on through because you will enjoy yourself.
Bring your own bat.
Trust me.
That's right. Bring your own bat.
All right. Now, for real, love, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
Okay, I don't know what the hell this is. It's something I guess I was just writing down. I don't know. Was muffling it around. I don't even have no title for it. Let me see. What would I call this? Like, I would call it love.
The mic is yours.
All right.
Thank you, dear. Thank you. Like everybody needs love, love needs to be loved, touched, loved, pinched shit. Somebody needs to get it. Unless kicked in the ass by what we thought love was, or rather what we thought was love. Everybody deserves love, needs to be loved. Fed love, plates of it like steak and thick, rich gravy. Love, spoonfuls, love needs somebody, somebody to hold on to it, who knows what to do with it. Someone deserving of it, who won't take advantage of it, who won't twist the true meaning of it, leaving behind wounded citizens, ones innocent, bystanders stricken and left paralyzed by its venom. Loneliness is not the fruit grown on love's tree. It's the poisonous seed of the unwanted kiss given by those who never knew the meaning of it, those who were nurtured by its opposite. Love needs somebody to love it, to hold it by its face and slow and passionately kiss it fully and freely. Love needs somebody to love it, someone who wants it, not front it, not that falsified or fake shit. Love needs somebody, somebody that embodies it, someone who oozes it, someone completely infected by it, someone contaminated by its fullness straight from the root of it. That's where it's all at, and at its strongest. Then that someone needs to start a goddamned epidemic where everyone gets sick by it. Love sick. Love needs somebody, somebody to love. Everyone deserves to be loved, even love. Love needs to be loved. It's been broken. It's lost its meaning. It's hard to see it. Help me find it. I'd love to kiss it. Shit, make love to it. Love needs somebody to love it, touch it, hold it, feel it, sharing it. Shit. Love needs someone to love, for real, even love, in peace.
Wow. I couldn't even go back on that because I'm sitting up here, Lord, have mercy. And it's so true. Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely. Wow.
Yes.
I love that. And you know how I am. I'm in love with love and everything. All the components. Wow. Thank you for that. That's absolutely beautiful. Man.
Yeah.
Wow. It's all love.
Thank
gonna
you,
put you over in the Love Lounge and go over there and talk to Kalinda. I don't even think she met the CEO yet. I hired a new bartender and she said
what's
she hasn't even met
Kalinda.
Yet. Kalinda.
Renee.
She's very, very
Renee.
Sweet. No, just
okay.
Kalinda.
Hi, Kalinda.
She's great. Okay. And she would like to call.
I'm on a dancing show. Am I on the wrong show?
This is the love zone.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought it was the get down. I heard Van in the beginning, you know. I heard Van up in here. I thought the love, the get down. The love down.
The love down. Oh my God.
The love down. I thought it was the love down.
The love down. That's a title of a nice sounding show. The love down. Okay.
The love down, yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So much.
Hey, love you, lady. I'm enjoying myself, and I'll continue to listen in. One love, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
One love, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta love him. You gotta love him. He's so crazy. He can't
absolutely.
Help it.
Diva, are you ready to take your socks off?
I am, look, I always got my socks off, honey. I love being barefoot until I put my feet on the floor. And I got to slide into my slide.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to open up this next mic to Jeff J. Welcome to the Love Zone, Just Jay. How you doing tonight?
How are you ladies doing tonight?
Oh, goodness.
I just want to say.
You have Darth Vader on the line? Jeez.
I just want to say hello to Diva. How you doing? This is Mr. Whispers.
This is Mr. Whispers? For real?
Yeah, definitely for real. And I just want to come by and join y'all tonight. It's been a little minute since I've been on the air, you know. But I love the vibe y'all got going on over there. Yeah.
Hey, thank you. I'm a little confused, but okay. Well, thank you. I'm glad you're enjoying the show.
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to come by and, you know, drop a little piece for y'all real quick and get out. Is that
okay.
All right?
Okay. That's fine.
Quite
all fine. The all mic
right.
is yours.
This piece right here is called Physical. Brand new, actually written today. Loving you. Loving you is spiritual. You're that unopened miracle. Let me hear your body talk. I'd walk miles for your smile. You give me that childlike affection. The connection when our eyes meet still surprises me. And I might be in love if I must be you. I want to do more than sleep with you. I want to complete with you. But in the bedroom, I'll strum your heartstrings like heart the perfect, precise plucking. Baby, this is not plucking. This is the lovely loving from our husband. Let's get physical. Take mystical mental journeys. Turn us into wisdom. I love the way your mind comes to conclusions. Our illusions become reality automatically because we mesh well. You got me under your spell. No witchcraft, but I wonder which craft did you use to possess my soul to soulmate this physical aspect born from our spiritual. I'll be your Holy Ghost with an overdose of agape love that you can feel in a simple hug. Let's get physical. We should become together and individual. Our hearts beat one rhythm, synchronize and strategize. Paces, we've taken time to live for each other. Never hurt each other because hurt people, so if you hurt, I hurt equal. We balance on the tight ropes of life. I'm suspended in my wife, in her midair. She's my air, gravity, and clarity, and I'm charity to her cause. I want to live in you, but baby, let's get physical. In peace.
Wow. That was pretty deep. I want to live in you. Let's get physical.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
indeed.
Pretty deep. Wow. You know, we did have a question to ask you before you get into your piece.
Okay.
If you don't mind, I'd still like to pose that question to you.
Not at all.
Is it possible, do you think it's possible for you to enter your new relationship unprejudiced, unassuming, and without comparison?
Yes.
Okay.
I say that from experience because I left a 14-year marriage and, not by choice, but it just happened that way. Immediately after leaving that marriage, I got into a relationship with another young lady of the same zodiac sign as well. I heard you guys talking about zodiacs earlier. And, excuse me, is different, though. Both of them are Virgos. And my ex-wife was a really out loud, wide open, crazy, narcissistic type of Virgo. This one is quiet, and some of the moves are insidiously strategic, but I can handle that. You know what I mean? Because it's basically, you know, I don't even know how to really explain it, but they are two different people, but they're both Virgos, and we are now in this second relationship, coming up on 9 years strong.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. After that divorce. Yeah.
Wow.
So I believe it could work if depending on the situations. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We got one that says yes, it is possible. So thank you for that. All right, Mr. Richard.
Yes, yeah.
I'm gonna put you over in the Love Lounge.
But before I jump off of here, I want to drag my brother who dragged me here in here.
Okay.
Just Jay, say something, ladies.
Okay.
Greetings from Earth, ladies.
Oh, there you are. Greetings, Jay. How are you? Welcome to the Love Zone.
I'm good. Mm-hmm. I've been enjoying all of this. Tim just did a killer piece, but I got to get on For Real piece.
Yeah.
Dude goes nuts. Y'all gonna have to get him somebody to be with him constantly because he goes nuts.
Yeah, he's up there. That's my boy.
You know
okay,
what? Some of them ladder runs he do. He always critiquing everybody else's piece. I'm about to critique his piece right quick before I move forward.
don't get points deducted.
No early point.
right.
I like that was 2 days ago, man. What the? But anyway, he will deduct them. Do these ladder runs, and the only way to complete them ladder runs, you running out of breath, and you pulling, and you reaching, and you grabbing, and it creates a style just by the way you do it. I really like that. I really dig that.
Definitely. All right, Diva, you want to ask Jay the question, or you want me to ask him? Diva, you still with me? The call dropped left.
Yeah, now I'm muted.
I think her call dropped. Well, I'm going to ask you the same question that
right.
I asked your brother. Do you think it is possible for you to enter a new relationship, unassuming, unprejudiced, and without comparison?
You know, in the beginning, everything is a comparison. Because you don't really know this person, so you're just going off of what you know about past relationships and past people. As time go on, it's supposed to be a differentiating in between that. It's supposed to start separating where you don't bring up certain things because they ain't that. This is this right here in real time. But you always pull on that from the back of your mind as far as different little things. But hopefully those same things that made it negative in that old relationship aren't present in this new relationship. Or it might be. You just have to learn how to deal with it.
Okay.
That's what a lot of people not doing now. They not learning how to deal with nothing. They get stung by somebody so bad that they say, like, next time something like this happens, I ain't going to deal with it. And be the best thing that they ever had. But a lot of people are damaged right now. A lot of people are damaged. A lot of people are damaged by what they learned from other people and then they did to other people. But the unfortunate thing about that is sometimes time got to go by. And it might be a long time before you say, like, oh, you know what, that was wrong. I shouldn't have been that way. I was hurting myself every time I did that. The worst part about it is the people that know how that works and they continue to do that. I've been seeing an example of that recently with a friend's relationship. He wants to have a family, and she's using that as a vice against him. And this is a man that wants to have a family and sleeping around on his thing. Even when he splits off from her, he doesn't sleep with any other women. It's the farthest thing from his mind that what he wants to do is go ahead and have his family back. This ain't no soft dude. This dude, I would bring this dude into war with me with anybody because I know what he gonna do. But since he didn't have it, I didn't have it when I was coming up. I wanted to make sure I had it. So little small things, the relationship, they got to go. Or if they don't go, that always has to be your struggle. You have to always be trying to get rid of that. Even if you go and keep it to the day you die, you still have to constantly try to get rid of that out of yourself.
Yeah, it's hard, though, because, you know, the heart wants what it wants. And you battle with that sometimes when you have been damaged like that. Your mind and your heart, they go back and forth for a minute before you give in. One of them breaks. One of them gives in. And you usually give in to your heart. You know, you become logical about it, and you want that companionship again, you know. Then again, some people, they stay like that until, you know, the grave. I refuse.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, as long as a person is content with it, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with a man dying a virgin. There's nothing wrong with a woman dying a virgin. If they're content with that, why should somebody say, you're not being normal? You need to go do something with somebody random. And then that person changes from the person they were. We got a baseline. Okay. We do have a baseline. No matter how bad things get, we got a baseline. Yeah. Of like, this right here is actually normal.
Okay. Could you bring us a piece? Because you wouldn't have got on if you didn't have something.
Yeah, I have a piece for y'all. Actually, I'm going to do the piece that you did not last Monday, but the Monday before that, Danielle.
All right. Well, guess what? The mic is yours.
All right. I appreciate you. I'm just basically doing this to go ahead and show poet range and what a poet range should be. I've been doing a little bit of ghostwriting. I've been getting some help from the Epiphany family. I can't thank y'all enough. I can't thank Joe, the Verbal Mind Dad, for doing it after me and seeing the whole process, because I always want to know about process. I think process is one of the huge things that a lot of poets don't have that's consistent, and that's the reason why they don't have consistent poetry. Mr. Whispers, whenever I talk to him, we're talking poetry. We're talking process. We're talking about the mechanics behind it, the science, and he's spitting nonstop. But let me go ahead and get into this piece. The name of this piece right here is called Dream Man. I lean forward with my lips, lighting the candle with a tender kiss. The candle's flicker made my form move seductively along the wall. I felt his strong hand grasp my wrist. I leaned back as if to hear him whisper, but my neck was assaulted by a whipping tongue and impassioned hands gliding like oil over my hips and breast. But this is not that story, no. This is the story that leads to this night, so I digress. As I lay my head back on his chest, this broad chest that provides me protection and rest. He gives me his best. I listen to the rhythm of his good heart. His presence is a blessing. I am his helper, and his thoughts are of helping me every day. He's not perfect, but he's perfect for me. And when he is weak, I am strong for us. And when I fall, he carries me without missing a beat. If everyone in the world turned their back on me, he would tell me they are them, but we are us. Our love is together. Even if we just shared a cheese sandwich between two, each morsel would be enjoyed and chewed with love. You're my hand steady at the helm in murky mind waters. My shoulder when life's tired overwhelm me. You mop the floor so my bare feet can touch the ground. Like Visa, you're everywhere I want to be. But there is only one thing. I wish you had just existed outside of my dreams. Dream man. And peace.
You know what? I love that piece. And I appreciate so much that you wrote it for me to recite. And even hearing it from a man, it's still a beautiful, beautiful piece. and the ending is everything. It's everything. Wow.
You set the parameters on that one, too. You set the parameters. You said you wanted love, romance, and heartbreak. I mean,
yeah,
that right
I,
there.
I
the love,
did.
Romance, and heartbreak.
Yes. I'm a mush bug. I love all that stuff. So, man, thank you so much, Dan. I really appreciate that. Diva?
It was different. And, you know, something that that I wouldn't think about, but you're beginning to, like somebody said last week, I do believe that you're beginning to ascend. And that's what makes you different now. And your metaphors, the way you talk is really thought. And you know what? The subject that you do is very thought-provoking. And that's what I appreciate mm-hmm. about you, Jet. So, yeah, that's it.
I appreciate you too, VIP, for real.
Mm-hmm.
This poem right here, I'm not ever going to do this poem again. This poem for any a female poet that would want to go ahead and read this, I'm going to put this in the event page, and then you can add it to your arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be yours to do whatever you want to with it.
Awesome. Wow. Thank you
mm-hmm.
for that, guys.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I couldn't think of a better place to give some to women than with the two divas.
Okay.
That's what's up. Thank you.
All righty.
All right, love. Thank you again, Mr. Whisper. Thank you again, Jess Guy, for calling
You're
in.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Sharing your pieces and giving your opinion and your insight on our question. I'm going to set you guys over
mm-hmm.
in the Love Lounge. You go talk to my bartender, Kalinda. She's the best mixologist out there. One love,
Kalinda.
One mic. Kalinda.
Mm-hmm.
Kalinda. Okay. Wow. Diva, we are coming up on the 20 minutes before 11 o'clock, the 11 o'clock
mm-hmm.
hour. You want to give us another station identification break real quick before we open this next mic?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This is Tiffany Radio, the For Real,
Real
Entertainment Network. Be me. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany. Baby.
Thank you, Diva. Ladies and gentlemen, you
mm-hmm.
are listening to Epiphany Radio, and you are in the Love Zone with me, La Perla Negra, your host, and my sexy co-host, my diva, Ms. V.I.P. The dollar
mm-hmm.
number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 to participate. We love you, too. It is 20 minutes before the 11 o'clock hour. That means you have up until 10:59 before the Blog Talk Lady cuts
mm-hmm.
you off. If you would like to participate,
mm-hmm.
please press that 1 before 11 o'clock. Yes. Now let's open up this next mic. We can raise and make it rain on ya.
Hey, Diva.
What's up?
What's going
Wait.
On?
Welcome to the Love Zone.
Baby.
We
oh
love
my goodness.
You.
Listen, I heard somebody was over here licking tattoos, so I came running.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, she just made it go.
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't mean to go left the very first of the show. I really never meant to go left. I really do.
Good.
That's all right, because I'm gonna take it all the way left. I'm just gonna take the ball.
Oh, go
from
ahead,
you,
girl.
That's
what I know you are.
Listen, I'm not gonna let you go left by yourself. Mm-mm. All right.
My girl, see, always got the best. That's what's up. That's what I'm talking about. Before you do that, Lady Brain, okay, my diva has a question to ask you.
Okay, I'm ready.
I do. Listen, is it possible for you to enter a new relationship unprejudiced, unassuming, without comparison? Can you do it? I don't know what happened to her.
Me neither. The trust is still there, but I can hear you now.
So there you are.
I can hear you now.
Yep.
Oh, a call dropped. Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
No, her call dropped.
Please
call back, Rain.
It's cutting up again. Yes, please do.
I'm telling
please.
You. It's cutting out.
Oh, man,
yeah.
Not my girl, Wayne.
Well, let's
wow.
go to my favorite poet, one of my favorite poets.
All right, we can do that.
He's going to be in Maryland,
too. Let's go. We'll open up his mic. We got off of Joseph's
okay.
verbal mind answer. Welcome to the Love Zone.
Hey,
how are you?
Hey, good evening, Pearl Allegra and Miss VIP. How y'all doing this evening?
Good evening to you.
Good.
How are you?
Yeah. Fantastic, mm-hmm. fantastic. Definitely enjoying the show and all the commentary. It's enlightening for sure.
Thank you, thank you. Well, I guess since we're waiting on my other diva to get back in the studio, hopefully her call will come through, I'm going to ask you the question of the night. Is it possible for you to enter a new relationship unprejudiced, unassuming, and without comparison?
Absolutely. Everybody's an individual, so I take it as that. You know, I can't go from past relationships and automatically group everybody as this type or that type. So everybody's an individual, and I take it like that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. Okay. That's what's up. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did bring a piece. It's called Surrounded by Love.
Ooh.
All right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
What keeps me from screaming and scheming? Dreaming always helped to escape. Call it fate or the gatekeeper is well aware of me. I remember things erased by progression. I remember things that I should have forgotten. Forgiveness is rotten, but vengeance is torten. I left love hanging, still hanging in a hammock. No 6x9 time to rewind. Just my mind's crimes to be found. I need not be around myself. I heed not the laws of social grace. These are the flaws of time and space. I'm surrounded by the cries of a toddler. The tantrums, the screaming, the I can't believe things, the way she just sees things, and dolls can't talk. She crawls and barks when she directs the scene. Plastic inanimate objects set like she was Spielberg's daughter. She yells, cut, then Papa, I hurt. I don't know why she won't take off her boots. They're cute, frozen, like the way they stay on her feet. She's dancing now, but I swear she can sing. But I sink back into disparity. Clarity is brown, love is clear. Without cheers and I'm surrounded. I rarely speak on profoundness, but thank you. It's my piece.
Wow. That was really nice. Oh, man. Y'all are bringing it tonight. I can listen to y'all all day, I'm trying to tell you. That piece was awesome, so, man. I want to thank you for calling in. Oh, excuse me.
Absolutely.
Excuse me.
I loved it.
Lord, excuse me. I
appreciate that. One more thing. I'm a part of this group. We published a book out, and it's available on Amazon. It's called Absolute Poetry Anthology.
Mm-hmm.
And all the proceeds go to the Save the Children Worldwide Fund. So if you guys are interested, look up Amazon and look up Absolute Poetry Anthology. We can use all the help we can get to help the kids out. So I appreciate it. It's myself and a few other poets, that I know and some I don't know. So we all collaborated and did this for the kids. So, I appreciate y'all checking that out.
Okay. Beautiful. Please put that information you just gave us in the event page.
Absolutely.
So where we can get around to everybody. And we will definitely, I'll share that with as many people as I can. Thank you so much, Joe. Don't forget, go right to the event page, please.
Absolutely. I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right.
I'm going to put you over in the love lounge. Thank you very much. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Girl Rain is back. I'm going to let her back in here so she can give us some of her deliciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I think she was a little nervous about what I was going to say.
She might be. Sometimes she be on something else. She be on one.
I like this. You gonna keep it up, VIP. So
now you didn't get to answer the question, so here's your key.
Before she really interrupted me, I think that it's a nice concept, but I think that life, it's been a long time since I've been in a relationship, but I'm actually kind of like with Van, because when I meet Aquariuses, I'm sorry, not Aquariuses, Sagittariuses, Sags and I like skirt. It's a whole thing. Like, listen, it's a whole thing. It's one of the first questions I ask someone, just so I know who I'm vibing with. But
oh my Lord.
But the thing is that we, as much as I would like to say, I think that our past forms us, right? So being with my ex, there are certain things that I'm hypersensitive to now that I wasn't before. So while I may not judge someone or compare them to that person, those experiences from my previous relationship, my previous marriage, formed some of the things that I will and will not tolerate now. So, it's not that it's a comparison thing for me. I'm not automatically saying, but I'd be lying if I didn't say some of the things that happened in my marriage don't influence the decisions I make now. That's where I'm coming from.
There you go.
But if you're a Sagittarius, I'm sorry for you. Because we probably won't get that.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I have known so many Sagittariuses in my life. That is another sign that I do not think that I could deal with. The last serious relationship I was in was with a Sag, and he played the game, and he damn near broke it took me a couple of years to get myself together after that because, man, it was leading to marriage. Unfortunately, his wife contacted me and let me know that that was not possible. So
I personally think everybody needs themselves a Capricorn, and then everybody will be happy. So I'm just saying, get you a Capricorn.
Let me tell you something.
Wait a minute.
Get
my
you a Capricorn and all of that.
Y'all are, you know what, you guys are so business-minded. You come off as emotionless. I know how you are because my bestie is a Cap. I know that
but
you're not
so
emotional,
funny.
But if it ain't about a dollar, it don't make sense, and I get it.
But that's the
I
funny thing, because if you don't know the person, that's exactly how we come across. We are about business, but if you're deliberate with your actions,
mm-hmm.
and you put forth just a little bit of effort, and you see
mm-hmm.
us for who we are. We're a whole nother, this is a whole nother person. It's a whole nother person that you will get to know. Speaking of, ladies, I don't want to take up a whole lot of time, but I'm going to be in your city next week. So I'm going to be in your city next week.
Well, you make sure you send up a smoke signal or something. Give the girl a holler.
We're going to have to do something. I'll be there for a couple of days.
Yeah,
so
but what date do you know?
Earlier in the week,
Monday,
Tuesday-ish, because from there I'm headed to Baltimore. I'm going to be on a world tour for the next 3 weeks.
Oh,
okay.
That's
I got permission from my job to work remotely from another remote location.
Up where you're going
to
be.
I'll be in
Philly. Hit us up. All right. Hey, hit us up.
I will. Yep.
You better
I'm
hit
me up. I'm gonna have to lay my
slid through. Let me find out.
I know, right?
Then holler. You ain't gonna hear the end of it. I'm gonna be all in your inbox. Like, hold up.
I just found out today, so I'm very excited. I get to go see my baby, who's not gonna be. She'll be 20 next month, and not so much a baby. So I'm really excited. And then I'm
mm-hmm.
going. I'm going to carry it on down south and bring it back around. But yes, first stop is Philly.
That's what's up.
Hey, look, send up the bat signal. Jump in the car. We come.
Okay.
Are you stopping in any other cities? Like, would you be heading to like Jersey or New York or anything like that? Or are you just hitting Philly?
And I'm doing Philly. Maryland, might slide through North Carolina for one day, for a certain slam that's happening down there. And then I'll slide.
What did you happen to be talking about, Raleigh? okay.
Potentially. I'm drip, gang. And then I'm going to...
Gang.
Then I'm going to carry my butt on down to Atlanta. And then I don't know. Then I'm gonna head back this way, and however many stops I make along this way, yes, that is the current plan. Yes, I'm gonna try to do all of that. My homegirl from Atlanta is gonna meet me in North Carolina. So
okay,
I have to ask permission. I have to ask permission for my people. So I have a piece that I wrote, right? And then I kind of did like a follow-up to it that's much shorter. And I was wondering if you would mind if I combined the two and read the whole thing.
Please. Follow me. Please do so. So whenever you ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you, lady. Laying here, naked. Weak limbs spread across plush white sheets, glowing in a blue room illuminated with black lights. The windows open wide with no care for the sea. See, we have been on full display. I'm spent, breathless, nipples swollen and erect, red lipstick smeared across my face, and your lips and your thigh. Black mascara traces the evidence down my cheeks of how you fucked my limits, and I swallowed every ounce of pleasure you poured into me. Just before you wrapped your hand around my neck, pulled me up and kissed me deeply, see, the taste of you is never wasted when our tongues meet. while puddles of sweat gather at the small of my back and my thighs continue to beg my hips for reprieve, they seem to enjoy the way you manhandle me, abusing my pliability, bending my body, twisting my limbs. You loved watching the sheer pain and pleasure this contortionist act gifted me. As you devoured my plump, delectable offering from the front and the back and the side, the way your tongue slid between pink, swollen folds, slow and deliberate, you felt my flower bloom on the tip of your tongue as your fingers searched for the root of it. The expression on your face when you slid them inside, I realized these waters seemed uncharted. You were about to explore and discover land and sea within me, and you did. Now, my regard drinks every animalistic movement you make. I love watching you, sweat dripping from everywhere, somehow no evidence of fatigue. You calculated as you rise to the foot of the bed, aggressively yanking me by both ankles to the edge, flipped my ass over, pulled my hips back, and slowly slid the tip inside. Deep stroke as you stand up in it, your thick head still sensitive, so you just hold it there for a minute. My pleading moans are demanding it, so you spread my fat ass open as your thumb scoops and preps my forbidden with coconut cold press, now primed and ready for your sex, to explore the depths of me, all of me, because when we fuck, it's always in the name of love. There are no limits to this, no restrictions in the places we explore. Suddenly, I felt a hard bite on my ass cheek, followed by a smack that sent a sensation through me. I relax completely, and now you're inside of me. Slow strokes and rhythm as we move together, your downstroke and my backstroke filled with permission. Faster, slower, a buzz fills the air, my senses alert. Wait, what's happening? But then, just when your hips kissed my ass, your hand reached around. Now vibration on my clit as your strokes become longer, faster, and deeper. We are in sync, both edging. I love the way you do this. I feel the pressure and the pulse of your pleasure. You turn up the speed. My clit is on fire. The intensity. Then you slid it inside my pussy, the tip resting on my yoni egg. Oh, my fucking. Your backstroke slows. I explode. And then you explode. We both convulse as you fill me with your gratitude and I spill for you. You smack my ass. We collapse just before we fell asleep with you still inside of me. I'm so tickled. Amused, really. Somehow you thought one night would suffice. Yet here you are waking up still inside of me. The plush of my soft, warm ass pressed against your hips, you reminisce on twisting my limbs as you wished. How you went deep sea diving and discovered jewels in the bottom of my pussy. You didn't know just how valuable she was. These flashbacks got you growing. It's time to rise and shine. Or grind as I shift hips and my body whispers, good morning. With inviting movements. Together we smell like time well spent. But the way we fucked, we were going for bankrupt, baby. You should be going now. This was supposed to be a one-night tryst, right? But the way my walls of my ass collapsed on your shaft, reminding you what total submission feels like. The way I topped from the bottom had you wondering if you were still dominating the situation. And how the softness of my body felt pressed against yours as we played and laid and reveled in the aftermath. I know. It felt too much like right. Perhaps that's what you're afraid of. Baby, I feel you. Still growing harder, longer, thicker. And you feel the slick of my lips hug your girth. She's weeping with sheer gratitude with every inch you give. You wonder, Should you play it safe? Slowly withdraw and just be thankful for the one night invested? Or should you double down, take your chances, trust your gut? Wrap your arm around my waist, pull me even closer, bury your face in the nape of my neck. Smell my willingness to give this a chance. Slow stroke as I meet each one, our bodies in unison, as we become poetry in slow motion. The irony of that. I don't know. Tell me. What's your next move? Baby, what do you want to do? That's right.
God damn.
Make me like gasp. And I'll be like, oh. Okay.
My collarbone's hurt. I just want to let you know.
Wait.
Just an inside joke.
I know. Listen, you said something about them twitching earlier. I don't know the full inside joke, but the fact that I got in on the inside joke without even knowing what the inside joke is.
Right now.
I feel pretty good right now.
You did that. That was nice. Is that the Claire?
I'm trying to like you, man.
I heard that before.
I'm trying to like you, man.
You trying to like me?
I'm trying to like you, man. You trying to kill me. Don't try to kill a woman, alright?
I'm sorry, not trying to kill you. Danielle, I think you heard the first part of that in one of the rooms.
Yeah,
I did the second part this last Sunday.
Okay.
I just appreciate you ladies.
We appreciate you too, love. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
For coming through, giving your insight, and that sexy-ass damn piece, making it rain.
All right.
I'm going to set you over at the
Unless
love
really
lab.
Made it rain.
Holler at my bartender, Kalinda. She's real nice.
Me and Lindy, Lindy and I go way back. Lindy and I go way back.
You call her Lindy. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's
because, you know, I ain't never met a stranger, so... You know, ladies, thank you so much. I hope you have a beautiful evening. Thank you for the space.
You too.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow.
Wow.
At peace. Lord, have mercy. Yeah. All right, we're going to open up this next microphone. Before I do, ladies and gentlemen, it is now 4 minutes after 11 o'clock, and yes, congratulations, you have made it into overtime with us. For the other ones that didn't know, too bad for sad. Anyway, we're going to open up this next microphone to area code 815. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Happy Wednesday, Divas. It's Tina Storm.
Hey, Gina,
how you doing?
Happy to be
What's going on?
Just been listening, loving poetry.
I know that's right. Well, guess what? My diva got something to ask you.
All right.
Oh, my. Gina, could you enter into a relationship unprejudiced, unassuming, and without comparison?
I would have to, because that's what I would want from my mate. I wouldn't want to ask for something that I wasn't bringing to the table. And it would be important for us to be very clear and communicate thoroughly what our needs, wants, and desires were, so that we could eliminate a lot of that along the way, just by making sure that we're clear about where we are and what we want and what we expect, because we're happy to do the same thing in return. So, I think it's important.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah, if you communicate openly and regularly, you won't, I mean, everybody has problems, and there will be things that will come up, but they won't be those things.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the three we got so far. that says it's possible. Okay.
Hey, I believe
it is. Ring delicious for us to listen to tonight because I know you brought something.
I've been listening, and, like, I take mental notes. So when I decide what direction to go in, when it's my turn, I've picked bits and pieces of different poems or emotions that I'm going to take with me. So I got a lot of things that I can use in my freestyle tonight. I'm gonna title it Regift.
All right. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Everybody hates a regift. It's like that thing that you give someone that you got from someone and just didn't think it was up to your standards as far as gifting. Sometimes you change the paper, but you always change the name on the card. You try to make yourself believe that this isn't a mean thing. You don't even know how you got to this place, really. Sometimes we regift ourselves and don't realize that every day we get a brand new day to try again, to restart, to get it right, to forgive ourselves from previous mistakes, to let go of all of the foolishness we were holding on before it's too late. Life is short and precious, and we need to represent ourselves in a way that is amazing. Don't be regifting. Not your time, your love, or your energy. Make sure that the people around you can feel the love that you are giving, and then it will be happily received. And if you're ever lucky to find someone who loves you inside and out the way that they should do, give them the best part of you. No regifting. I've done it previously, and I won't do it in the future. That's my gift to me. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
I like that.
All
that
right.
Perfect for this topic.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
That's it.
It was.
Yeah. I appreciate y'all. Honestly, the topic in and of itself lended a lot to where I wanted to go, and the poetry that I've heard tonight was amazing, and I wanted to make sure that I put those thoughts together along with your wonderful topic. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. We appreciate that. All right, I'm going to set
absolutely
you up in the Love Lounge.
One love, one
night. One love, one night. Wow, that was really, really nice. I like that. I'm going to open up this next microphone. Take it, area code 214. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Yellow.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Hello.
We can
hello
hear you, yeah. Who do we have on the mic?
That literally just screamed my brains at y'all tonight. What's going on? How y'all doing?
All right.
Hey, Kendrick.
Who is this? I couldn't hear you.
Good.
Oh, Kendrick. I couldn't hear you. Well, hello, stranger. How you been?
Strange is right. I don't know how I was in yell. I don't hear nothing. I'm like, okay, I'm not muted. I don't have my Bluetooth on, so that I can't say it. You can't hear you, and y'all still can't hear me. The brand new phone. Okay, what is up on that in Philly? What's going on?
I have no idea. You never know because they've been messing with these 5G, all this stuff. You never know what you're gonna get, honey. It's just like that. But
okay.
I wanna ask you the question of the night, if you don't mind. It's great to hear from you again.
Question?
Now. The question is:
thank you.
Is it possible for you to enter into a new relationship, unprejudiced, unassuming, and without comparison?
I would say yes, it's a possibility that I can.
Mm-hmm.
But when you've been in a relationship and you experience a lot of trauma, a lot of hurt, sometimes you have to kind of keep your wall up because you don't want to have these reminders of what you dealt with from your past. And I know I can be very cautious on that end because of, you know, my experience already, but it is a possibility.
Okay.
Because okay. You don't want to, like, let it all out at once. You let it out little by little, and then you start to build that trust with that person and vice versa. Once y'all come to a point where y'all just into it with each other, that's when, you know that y'all have trust with each other and not worry about anything else. And that's that. That's just my opinion on that.
Mm. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for that. Appreciate that. Yeah. What did you bring, Delicious, for us to listen to tonight?
I brought a little something. I just basically wrote this while I was listening to the show because I wasn't even sure what was the topic until I heard everybody just start talking. I was like, "Ooh, great poems!" By the way, for every poet that came before me. Sorry, I missed y'all on earlier because I just got up from my evening nap. Feels great to be enjoying some peace and quiet for once. On an off day.
Okay. All right. Ain't nothing like some peace and quiet when you need it. All right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Listen. Can I be in sync with you without being compared with someone you dealt with from your past? What you dealt with has nothing to do with me, with the here and now. I want us to have a relationship and limit the stress that we deal with in this crazy-ass world. Can I intertwine with you and not worry about the bullshit that we dealt with from our previous relationships? Because we both know that someone is hating because of the love we have is beautiful. Misery loves company, and we don't welcome that shit in this relationship. Is it possible that we can go deeper in this relationship and be together for a lifetime? Yes, baby. It's possible. Because what I was dealing with my ex would not happen in this relationship. No comparison here. Because I don't want to talk about the past anymore. It disrupts the here and now. I want us to enjoy the good life and not think about the pains of our past. We live and we learn. Now let's go and have fun. In peace.
All right. You said the past disrupts the future. Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
That's definitely.
That is true.
That was nice, too. And you said you wrote that during the show?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. I guess we took long enough to give you time to write that piece anyway. But thank you very much, Kendrick, for coming through and giving your opinion, your insight on it. And what I'm going to do is set you over in the Love Lounge and go have yourself a drink. My bartender, Kalinda, is the best mixologist.
I would definitely do that. Hey, one love, one mic, ladies.
One love, one mic.
Diva, do you see who's up next?
Oh my goodness.
Here you go.
I need another drink. Let me get my water.
I got him. Hey, Diva, the wise girl. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight? He's the poet laureate.
I changed the name.
Okay,
Poet Laureate. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Being called a laureate is not a bad thing. I've been called worse, so I'm gonna take that on the ride with it.
That's good. Take it
along
with it. How you
doing? I dig it. Every day above ground is a fantastic day, so I'm not complaining about nothing. It's nice outside. New York is opening up. I'm hoping to God no more germs, but it is what it is. So I'm in a cool spot, so life is good. And I got a chance to come on this show and spend some time with some sisters that I truly do admire. And Miss LaPearl, no. I must say that collab with Mr. Metaphoria is absolutely fantastic. I enjoyed it.
Oh,
I checked it out at least 6 or 7 times, and listening to it with the big headphones made all the difference in the world, because I heard it at work. I couldn't really appreciate it, but came home and listened to it with the big headphones. That's a really cool piece. You should be proud.
Thank you. Wow, that means so much coming from you. Thank you. You know, I've looked up to you, and I have a lot of admiration for you, so that meant so well to me just now. Thank you.
How's
wow.
looking up to me, and I'm only 5'4", but it's okay.
Look, the physical height is not even you are a mental giant.
It's all
Thank
good.
You.
And may I please say, if you haven't told the world yet, Ms. VIP, congratulations on getting to the point where you can say, I am retired and I'm going to enjoy the rest of my life the way a boss is supposed to. So congratulations on that.
Thank you, darling. Thank you so much.
Yes, yes. He is right, yes. I never did congratulate you on it.
Be the diva you are supposed to be, and let the world see how it looks when a woman shines. Do your thing.
Yeah.
I know
so
that's
what you got
right.
going
that's
on,
J-Ron?
Girl,
yeah,
don't nobody love me.
I want to know what you I love you. I love you.
Oh, no, we love you.
That's all right.
What you got going on over there in Epiphany Universe?
Oh, yo, if there's still people listening to what we got going on, don't you dare miss tomorrow night. Let me tell you something. If you can imagine poetry being a goddess, if you can imagine poetry being a goddess or a god, male or female, because I ain't trying to get into that argument, just imagine if poetry was an entity, and then I want you to blame poetry for whatever pain you've ever been through. You know how sometimes people will, you know, go through something in life and blame God and be like, I'm mad at God? I mean, granted, not that God is going to be like, you shouldn't be blaming me, you should have stopped smoking cigarettes, but just the fact to feel like I'm so upset and I blame God and why, God, why, and stuff like that. Because we're human and that's what we do. Mm-hmm. But flip that concept and pretend that poetry was an entity. Now blame poetry for your pain.
Mm-hmm. I'm working on mine now. There's so many words running through my head.
Y'all pull out my topic? I'm trying to I can do this. I can do this. You guys definitely, stimulate the mental for sure, and push my pen. And I love it.
Yeah, this is a pen stretching exercise. So
definitely,
that's where we're trying to take it. We got a couple of more things rolled up in our sleeves, but this was really intriguing. You know, I really wanted to do something for Juneteenth, but the meaning of Juneteenth has gotten skewed, and a lot of people are starting to commercialize Juneteenth and not really realizing what this thing meant.
Right.
It turned into a different conversation. So me and Van put our heads together and came up with this. And like, take whatever pain you're holding on to, blame it on poetry, as if poetry was a spiritual entity. So that's what we're doing. Tomorrow night on the Get Down, 9:00 Eastern Standard.
I can already taste it. We're going to get some phenomenal pieces out of this. Really great pieces.
Because
this is this one you're reaching in your soul for real, and
pen it. Regardless what the pain is, pen it. Bring it. Let us hear it. This is a judgment-free zone. We here to release it, whatever it is. Let it go. Be like, you know what? It's your fault. And let's go.
I got some stuff brewing
just
already.
Shake your fist and be like, poetry, I'm mad at you.
Right. Why? Poetry.
You could have said, I'd have met the person of my dreams, and I blame you, poetry. You could be in such a good space spiritually, mentally, and what have you. Mm-hmm. And you're like, you know what? I'm in such a good place, and it's all poetry's fault. So there's a lot of different directions you can take that.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. That's what's up. I love thought provoking. I love pushing. Mm-hmm. I love my pen being pushed. I love giving me something I gotta reach deep down inside of me, deeper than where I normally go.
Man.
I love that.
Yeah.
Man, this is gonna be good. I'm be pissed off with y'all tomorrow trying to work on something. But I like that. A lot.
Be mad, but it's gonna be fun. I already wrote my piece, and when you hear my compadre's complimentary piece, y'all will understand what direction we took this. This is something really different. Something really, really different. So we're gonna kick off the summer like that.
The dynamic duo. That's what's up. You two are definitely dynamic. I'll give you that.
It's all Van. I'm here for the ride.
Stop playing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just like you say, okay. You know, it's all right because humility is sexy too. I like that too. So it's all good.
I'm just a humble servant to the poetry gods. So. My brother says this is what we're doing. That's what we're doing.
That's what's up. That's definitely what's up.
But listen, I know y'all got people standing behind me, so please let me spit this piece and get off of here because you got some phenomenal poets behind me, and I don't want to take up too much of their time.
Wait a minute. You get just as much time as they do. Don't even do that.
I respect the mic.
Yes. And we respect you just as much as the other poets, okay? Now, cut that out. You got to ask the question.
Yes, please.
Do you think it's possible for you to enter into a new relationship unprejudiced, unassuming, and without comparison?
No.
Okay.
No.
It's sort of like in my church singles ministry group, they were asking us, could we marry somebody without ever being intimate before our matrimonial vows? And a lot of people in my church group said yes. And I was like, y'all are some lying mother. Because
that, right.
as bad as I want a Rolls Royce, if you just sold me a Rolls Royce, but I couldn't drive it, what's the sense of me having it?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I need a test drive. I'm sorry.
As it relates to relationships, you can't say, if you're a virgin, you can't say I miss sex because you've never had it.
Right.
But if you've been in a relationship and you've been in pain, you know what you don't want anymore. Although relationship pain is the best dietary substance on earth because when you can't eat, you lose weight. However, that being the case, if you understand your personal differences with pain and the behaviors associated with which brought certain pains along, and you haven't seemed to get or gotten any of those things right, it's like, you know what? I peep the situation before committing to the situation, and if I see things within the situation that don't sit right with my soul, I'm ghost. We can be cool, but we'll never be romantic. Because, you know, people are habitual. We're not animals. Animals are instinctive. And, you know, we do things. If you do it once, it only takes once for it to become a behavior.
Okay. We are creatures of habit. That is so true.
So I'm like, nah, I'm good. And it's not fair to judge people, but I just look at stuff, and not that I'm looking for anything bad, but I peep game and I see what it is. And if the behaviors aren't as consistent as the day I said, hi, my name is Jay, going forward, then I'm like, cool, I see what this is. You're sweet and you're kind of cute, but you're going to have to be sweet and kind of cute with that dude. I'm ghost.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with being observant. Nothing wrong with that at all, and being reserved.
Not at all.
There isn't anything wrong with that. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to. You always do, and I am anxious.
I knew she was going to say delicious.
Yeah. I am so anxious. It is delicious. And I am super, and we all are anxious to hear it.
This piece is entitled Can't Get Over You.
The
shoes you wore. Thank you. The shoes you wore were accented by black leather laces that I saw hung on the curvature of your exquisite calves as you walked by, but what no one noticed was how you looked to your right. With something that you wanted in sight, I might make eye contact in hopes that our eyes held an entire flirtatious conversation that our lips couldn't. I'm scared to know you. Only because ever since the first day, and every time I ever lay eyes on you, it brings me back to that day that our eyes first met, and I can't lie, that kiss. That kiss made your lips taste like the sweetest part that drips off the tips of freshly cut sugar cane. Then you pulled away, and you knew you had me. What else could I say as you walked away from me, but please hear me say come back. And when you're not around, every slow jam that I ever listen to sounds as if it came from my pen writing manuscripts to the most romantic parts of your intimate disclosures. And then in between each line, it feels like I'm whispering and wishing to kiss you all over again. Let me hold your hands again. Let's dance in the dark in the middle of my living room as our favorite song plays over and over again. Please, let me taste your tongue again. While that wine still has control of your taste bud, so I can share it with the moment that your mouth already enjoyed it, but please don't let me go and whisper in my ear like you did when you bit it and said, I love you. And while I pen another haiku starring you, until you feel as if you want to take this to the next level where only the stars could be jealous of this atmospheric passion, like Donnie Hathaway playing softly in the background when he's singing to God, then I come to the conclusion that you still are the most beautiful woman that I've ever seen in any room I've ever walked in since I met you, but I can't have you. And I just can't get over you, 'cause you're no good for me, and I know I should get by this, but I can't, and I hate myself for not being able to, because I can't get over you. And that's that piece.
Oh my God. Mm-mm. Ooh, yeah, hey, I'm almost started crying just now.
The transparency is amazing.
It is. It's so touching.
I can't even. It's. You done tug my heartstrings.
At first, I was that line. Let me taste your tongue again. That right there had me sit up, made me arch my back. And then the further along you got, the more it went down and started, like you said, tugging at my heartstrings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm super sensitive. That piece was beautiful. Oh, man, you come and do this to us every time. It never fails.
I was prepared tonight. I think I was prepared.
I'm never prepared. I think I am, but I find out that I'm not.
Then he says
something. It catches me off guard, and then I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
God.
Y'all heard that song by Frankie Beverly and Maze, I Can't Get Over You, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's how I wrote this.
Yeah. Wow.
Although I try to help myself, and I can't think of no one else, and I realize I can't get over you.
Oh, man. Yes, man. You're going to have me listening to that tonight. I'm going to pull up me tonight.
That's a good song. Yeah, that's a good song.
That's how this piece was written.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Love it. Thank you. Thank you.
Love, darling. We're going to put you in the love lounge, baby. Love.
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for coming through.
All right.
The transparency, the beautiful piece, and your insight on the topic.
I appreciate you, ladies. Thank you so much for allowing me an opportunity to share. Let me slide to the left and go meet with this bartender and taste what types of exotic escalants that she's putting together for Petulance and let me drink that.
And your cigars are waiting there too, baby.
That's why
like
I love you.
Like
that's reason number 946.3 why I love you.
Not really.
Yes. Be nice to Kalinda. She will fix you anything that you want.
Hey, listen, that point three is nothing to mess with, girl. I got cigars. We good now. The rest of the world could go to hell. I got a cigar. I'm good.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Listen, ladies, y'all still be divas. Be true to your pens.
Right.
I love you both. Let me slide off, and it's on to the next one. Peace and blessings until the next time.
All right.
One love. Wow.
Oh, my
God. Always a treat. Always a treat. Oh, my God. All right. We're going to open up this.
I work with him. I swear to goodness.
He knows how to contain myself. Lord, have mercy. All right. Deep breath. In and out. And
all right.
Open up this next mic, too. Woo, we haven't heard from this people in a minute. Welcome. We got a black girl on the line. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing, Diva?
I'm good. How are you ladies doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Man, this is a treat. This is pleasantry. Wow. Goodness. How you feeling, love?
I'm good. I'm always good.
That's what's up. Man. Awesome.
Y'all done let J Rob slide in and drop them lines down, and y'all done got lost over there.
Yeah, we done got discombobulated and all of that, flustered and everything. It's a weekly thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you can just
that.
Listen to him all night, can't you? He has that thing.
Mm-hmm. All night, all day, every day. I'm trying to tell you, it's terrible. It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, girl, my diva got something to ask you, lady.
I'm here.
All right, my diva. Is it possible for you to enter into a new relationship unprejudiced, unassuming, without comparison?
It's easy for me because I don't start new projects without completing the old ones.
Ooh, my girl, that's what's up.
Mm-hmm. I stay till it's done. So when I walk, everything is done. So I'm not going to take that baggage into somebody new to even be in a position to possess them.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's so true.
I feel it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about right there. Okay.
You always stay tired if you lose them before you move on. That's what they say.
Always. Always. That way you don't trip over what happened in the past.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's what's up. Now, Ms. Black Pearl, what do you have delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something for us.
I jotted down a couple of lines for you ladies after I was told what the topic is.
All right. Well, whenever you're ready, it's yours.
Okay. Thank you. This piece is called Nothing to Compare. I can never make him be you. He doesn't do what you do. You're not the same. Don't play the same games. Comparing you two would be like comparing night to day. Y'all just not cut the same way. And I'm not into you and let him invade my head. My focus is on you instead. I had to clear all of that from me to be able to see not just you, but any man clearly. So if this conversation is that conversation that we must have, I'm just on a new path. I don't bring my past with me. It's not fair for my new man, see? And besides, I wouldn't want you comparing your ex to me. In peace.
Yeah.
I know that. Right.
Okay. All right now. That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly
yes,
what I'm
girl.
Talking about. That last line
you
right
what?
There. That last
That's
line
right
there.
Everybody, I think
up.
Everybody feels that,
that
way.
That has to come up.
You don't want
yes.
to make nobody comparisons to you. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Wow.
That
Thank you very
ice
much,
cream.
Darling. God. That's just,
mm-hmm.
Man, I appreciate you coming
I love
in here.
It.
And
yeah.
bringing that beautiful piece and giving your insight on and your opinion on the topic. And then what I'm going to do
is
set you over
here.
Please don't come
I'm
a
little bit more
chucked
down, so I'll be popping up a little bit more often.
All right,
well,
now,
we look forward to it then. Yeah, definitely. All right, love. One love, one mic.
One love,
one
mic,
one love. Thank you, darling.
Aww.
Wow.
Our little divas, our little divas in here, too. The little divas.
Mm-hmm.
You
yes,
ready
we are.
For...
We're ready. Oh. We're ready.
All right.
Bella, buenas noches. ¿Cómo estás? Welcome to the Love Zone.
Good evening, Mel.
Hey,
hi. Good evening, La Perla. And hi, good evening.
Yes.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm wonderful with VIP is here and... You're the Perla, right? Miss VIP is here,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Hola,
yes.
Chica.
Oh. It's mm-hmm. always a pleasure to hear from you, Bella, always. Man, you know we love you here, trust me. Man.
Yes,
so.
We do.
Love you, too.
I'm going to ask you the question mm-hmm. of the evening. Do you think it is possible for you to enter into a new relationship unprejudiced, unassuming, and without comparison?
It's possible, you know, because you don't love another person the same way you loved the past.
Mm-hmm.
So once you open your arms to that person, to the new one, you blind yourself from seeing everything. And then you you start in a complete clean slate. And then it's hard. It is hard. But as long as you master the seven types of love, which is philia, pragma, storge, eros, ludus, philousia, and agape, then you will succeed, I think.
There you go. Thank you. You're right. You're absolutely right. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree 100%. Yeah. Oh, man. That was awesome. Now, love, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
I have an episode for you. And since this one is the love zone, I have to be prepared with something about love. I created something
mm-hmm.
for you guys, for both of you, and it's mixed with spiritual verses, so hope you like it.
All right, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Serenata per meo guardado leo. serenade for my guarded Leon. Mayo guardado Leo, my guarded Leon. I hope this time my verses will resonate deep in you, for I have etched you in my mezzerib so you can fuse me together. Though these eyes are blinded with fears, they still can recognize adoration even from afar, and they will glisten for you like the brightest star in your universe. I know that our lips are still bruised from the pungent air we once imbibed. I'd still kiss yours to suck out the poisonous stain, help you breathe again comfortably. My arms, I know they are badly scarred from the past, but for you, they are ready to blossom like my lovely dandelions, willing to embrace your entire being, body, mind, and soul. Though I know my hands are still wounded from the last grip, I will open both of them for you, enough to hold your hollow muscular glass organ and handle it with care. Patch the holes created by your past with my imperfect heart, which I also call agape. Ask me if I will endure you. As much as I'm afraid to whisper it unto your ear, I would still murmur. With laced side, contorted pride, and open soul, love. Anyway, sees love perfectly, even though in reality it's flawed. If that is still unclear, then hear my pulses as I capitulate, kneeling on the foot of the lion, adoringly yielding to every desire, with no hesitations, with no restrictions, with all my gods down, fully acquiesced. You have grown inside me, from a tiny seed implanted in my lungs to a full-grown vine wrapped around my soul, guarding me as I embrace the storm and expire the flows, leaving me with all the aspects of your call, helping me live another day in full content. You are my love's language, my existence, etched in the ecstasy of my rosary, bleeding from my desiccated core, clipped in between my archaic papyri, my Corinthians, and my Genesis. I will chant your name from my lips to yours the way I can't tell it. Amen, amen, amen. Make me see through, breathe with me without bleeding, find peace inside my marrow, lay neath my delicate bones, sleep in content as we beat as one pulsating love, chanting the only verse our breath will understand. Amen, amen, amen. My love, just like what Virgil said, amor vincit omnia et nos cedamus amore, love conquers all things, so we too shall yield to love. With all my will, with all my might, with all that I am, Isabel. And episode.
Wow. You know what, Bella? You always bring something so... Your pieces are almost like... They're almost magical. And to hear you recite them, the words that you use are... They're unlike what anybody else uses. I'm so used to hearing different poets use similar words, but yours I haven't heard repeated or used by anybody else. And I mean, it's just, I love your uniqueness. And you're such a romantic. You're such a romantic. I really, really love that about you. And I am too. I am in love with being in love and everything. That was contained within it. And that was a beautiful, beautiful piece. And thank you so much for coming through. You know, it's always an open mic here for you. I'm going to set you over
thank
on the
you.
Love Lounge. Okay. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, baby.
She's so sweet. Oh, we got one last caller up in here. We're gonna open up this microphone. We got area code 682. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Welcome.
You have the Renaissance Poet. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, how are you? My goodness. How you doing, love?
I'm doing good.
Wow.
I'm doing good.
That is wonderful. Wow. Yes, it is great to hear from you. I know you've been going through some things, but it's always awesome to have you on here. And you know it's always an open mic for you anyway.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, I definitely appreciate the platform. Yes, it's been a few things, but it's looking up. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of the things work themselves out. Sometimes you give them a chance to do so. So, yeah,
right.
I'm on the other side of a lot of things. So.
There you go. It's all right. It's all right. You're always in my prayer. Remember that. Now, my diva has a question for you.
Already.
Keith, is it possible for you to enter a new relationship unprejudiced, unassuming, without comparison?
Absolutely. And the reason being is because what I've learned is the person that they were with another person doesn't necessarily have to be the person they become with you. And I've also learned the same for myself. I'm not always the same person with, you know, another that I was with someone in my past. So we grow and we learn and we become and elevate. So for me to look into my past and hold someone accountable for things that they weren't responsible for is unfair, and I certainly wouldn't like it, you know, to be done to me. So, yeah, it's a clean slate. You know, I give a person an opportunity to show me who they truly are. And I give them credit based on the things that they actually do and say versus the assumptions that they cannot or won't because of someone else's failures.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. That's five people that we
mm-hmm.
had
totally.
Say that it was possible.
Totally.
So it's good to know that I got mm-hmm. some folks on my side because I say the same exact thing. You know, mine is a different circumstance because I just haven't been in a relationship in some years, and I haven't had any physical contact with the
mm-hmm.
opposite sex. So my mind is clear. My spirit is free and light. So I'm just open.
Right.
I'm not looking, you know, backwards at anything. The past doesn't exist. I'm stepping into a new relationship because I'm curious about you. I just want to know all about you. What are you bringing? Everything about you. That's it. I'm open to it.
Right.
So that's
mm-hmm.
the best. Definitely. Yeah. You want to
mm-hmm.
tell me what you got going on over there in Epiphany Universe before you get into your piece?
As always, you know, Renaissance Poetry will be back soon. Looking forward to it. Definitely miss the energy that poetry brings to my life. So, you know, as always,
mm-hmm.
you know, our big thing is, you know, to bring your best shit, which is what's the best to you, what pulls you into doing poetry that day, whatever you felt like spitting, you know, with your best effort. And that's the energy that we basically ride throughout the entire night. And it's usually pretty lit. And,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I look forward to getting back to it.
That's what's up.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It is lit. I love Renaissance Poetry when I can get in there.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I look forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We always
well,
appreciate the support,
you.
Definitely.
Oh, you got it. Yeah. What did you bring Delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something.
Okay, well, I have a piece that kind of flows into the topic or even to my answer to an extent. It's called Because of Her, I Exist.
Mm.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. She is the seance to my renaissance. The essence of her very presence is released to me like wings on a prayer. She was for me, saw me before I even knew there could be a me. This key, she, is a gift, manifestation at its most gifted, lifted me like the best ganja weed, all slow, no speed, maybe a little creed because she can take me higher. No wires, just butterfly wings. She sings without words. Her smile has its own melody. Her eyes are more than windows. Her lips are as sweet as mangoes. Her voice carries love as easily as the wind blows. Who knows? Somehow this night just might lead us into a place where
our emotions can grow if we let them grow.
I grow, and she goes along. Just writing about her makes me break out in song, and it doesn't matter if it fits. She fits. We fit perfectly, intricately, like Rubik's. Our colors align. We bind like DNA. Our building blocks are nucleotides. If her high tides must crash into rocks, I make sure it's amethyst, lapis lazuli, or any type of quartz. The moon is nigh, and since I am her sun, she shines bright. My glow is hers, and hers is mine. I claim her like Icarus wings. She melts for me. Her taste is ice cream. She screams. We all scream like an orgasm, a murderous thing. We pull love out of one another as if it was on a string so easily. She is the epitome, my everything, queen being holding court over my heart. See, she is art, Basquiat. And Van Gogh, on starry nights, we place crowns, blow smoke plumes, while everyone else is living off fumes. Our energy is infinite. We have our own fossil fuel. Don't even have to dig for it. But she dug for me. Brushed off old scale from the king's eyes like an artifact. And if there is a fact, it is simply this king now has eyes to see because she loved me before this me could even exist. Renaissance.
Lord have mercy.
Lord. Oh, goodness gracious.
I can't.
I got stuck at the singing. There was a lot of things I wanted to say, but I didn't know you could croon like that. I didn't know you could sing at all.
Wow.
I really, really, totally forgot what I wanted to say. I'm going to have to get back to you. I'm going to have to listen to the playback and get the words again. That was, I'm a big fan of your piece. I really am. And it's not often I can hear you. But when I do, I really, really enjoy it. But this is the first time I can't even comment on it like I want to because you didn't just knock me off my square with the singing. But it's okay. It's all right. I'm about that.
Right.
That was a beautiful piece.
Can you post that piece in the event page, please? Because
please.
I, too, like to read stuff again and again. But that piece was amazing. And I knew you could sing. Ha-ha. I finally got one up on Diane. I knew you could
sing. Okay. I got to do that, too.
Yeah. Got to give it to me. Yeah.
Oh,
that was amazing.
Thanks.
I love
you.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for coming through again for the support. And
absolutely.
Thank you for your insight and opinion on the topic.
Mm-hmm.
It's always an open mic here for you anytime. So I'm going to put you over in the Love Lounge. You go say hi to my bartender, Kalinda. She can fix you anything. She is the best mixologist.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and post it on the event page, and I appreciate the time and opportunity
so
as always.
Much. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. One love, one night.
One love, one night. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Diva, what a show we had tonight. Man,
amazing.
I say they like this topic tonight, I think. What do you say? My goodness.
It's
and
amazing.
What a way to end the show.
Right.
Man.
Yeah.
To be serenaded.
Yes.
That was beautiful. Wow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Oh, I want to thank you for joining me. I know you've had a rough week. But you got through it by the grace of God, and
I
thank you for always sticking with me, girl.
Well, I'm retired now.
Yeah.
You know, it's
different. Right,
it's different.
Right.
It's different.
Do like J. Rob say, so what a real queen do when the time is up. That's what's up, girl.
Yes.
All right, lady.
Yes.
Any closing words for us?
Listen. Everybody, I so appreciate all of you coming in. I had a weird day, and it was a crazy day. And I had to end up with a little bit of libation, okay? But anyway, thank y'all so much for coming in. I really appreciate y'all. I loved everyone. Y'all stuck to the, for the most part, everybody stuck to the topic. And I really appreciated that because I really love people's points of view when it comes to this particular subject, and y'all just keep coming, keep hanging with us because it's going to get better and better. Y'all take care of yourselves. Diva?
Absolutely, absolutely. Everybody, I want to thank y'all for coming through. I know y'all can't hear me, the ones that were streaming online, but I thank y'all too. Everybody that called it, the magnificent poetry that was shared with me tonight. The insight, the opinions, the transparency from beginning to end.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are amazing. I respect and I love each and every one of your pieces. I want you guys to stay safe. You get that, continue to get that good relationship going with yourself inside, because this is what leads to being open to that new relationship and going into it without being prejudiced and without assumptions and making comparisons. It is possible to enter into a new relationship like that, okay? I'm speaking from my point of view. If I can do it, I know that you can do it too. I love you guys. Continue to love one another. And with that, I want to say peace.
Hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Said a father left a younger. He said he'll be back with that same stone that you just said you'll stay forever with. It seems that all the autumn leaves have fallen. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. It seems that you're the only reason for it. I've been bleeding in your silence. I feel sad, but violence. I hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Before I sleep, I talk to God. He must be mad with me. It's come. I'm confused to I'll spend my forever with. Oh. It seems that all the autumn leaves have fallen. Like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.
So the ice birds never broke. and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked, and I poked, and I poked at it, but it stayed stagnant, then I poked at it some more, and in my notepad, and I wrote, and I wrote, if I don't have it, if I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then a tote tag is one last, I'm a hope, so iceberg, don't float, if I do manage to do damage to you, damn it, it'll be grandest, 10 grammys, or my granny, still standing with a note,
but I know,
that red granite, don't you panic, when you make mistakes the most, one day it'll make you grow, when you're outlandish, and you lose manners, to God you shall consult, when the right cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke, you to act mannish, just stay planet, cause you're reaping what you sow, keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat and when you get mad and when you poke at it, just note man, that iceberg is a reflection of you when you renew your visions, you think you've had some Titanic, the fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga, yeah, tell me when does cry, do you hear him love?
All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.